Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, with a look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. An Alabama congresswoman is seeking extensive records from the Veterans Administration about the health care of veterans in central Alabama. Republican Representative Martha Roby of Montgomery says she wrote to the acting Secretary of Veterans Affairs seeking records of the central Alabama veterans health care system. Roby says she wants the records because of complaints she has received and because of government investigations that have revealed problems with long waits and altered medical records. Roby is a member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee involved with veterans issues. The aerospace community in Huntsville is remembering a pioneering scientist who helped put men on the moon. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins has more.
Frederick Ordway died Tuesday in Huntsville at the age of 87. He worked on rocket systems with Wernher von Braun and later impacted everything from the moon race to Hollywood. Ordway played key roles in the Apollo lunar program that put 12 astronauts on the surface of the moon. He also served as a technical advisor on the motion picture classic 2001: A Space Odyssey, featuring HAL the computer. Ordway retired to the Huntsville area and was working on a museum exhibit about the Stanley Kubrick film when he died. The space legacy that Ordway helped create saw another milestone this week. NASA launched a satellite to study carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. The rocket that carried the spacecraft to orbit was built in Decatur. Pat Duggins, APR News.
Auburn University officials say upgrades to the school's aviation program will focus on research and supporting the aerospace and aviation industries. School officials say a new aviation center will oversee Auburn's flight school and work with the Harbert School of Business on professional flight management and aviation management programs. School officials say they're hoping the upgraded aviation program will support economic development in Alabama. The center will be housed at the Auburn University Regional Airport. Airport Director Bill Hutto has been named as the director of the school's aviation center. The city of Madison wants people to do more than just watch fireworks on the 4th of July. The city is looking for volunteers to help set up for the local Independence Day celebration and clean up afterward. The 4th of July event at Dublin Park will include live music and food vendors in addition to the fireworks. Madison's volunteer coordinator, Gail Milam, says pitching in is a great way to give back to the community.
It just gives you appreciation for what individuals do. It gives you appreciation for what our community does for our residents. And it also gives you a little bit of self-worth, and that helps them, I think, in my personal opinion, to feel like they were a part of something this spectacular.
Face painting and games for the kids start up at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Music begins at 7:30 with the fireworks show set to start at 9 p.m. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Our forecast starting off this Thursday morning will be noticeably less humid today. Temperatures top out near 90, upper 80s for the Tennessee Valley. Look for a good supply of sun today and on Friday for Independence Day. For Friday, temperatures top out in the upper 80s to near 90, lots of sun. Overnight temperatures in the 60s, in fact, low 60s for the northern half of the state. Friday morning and Saturday mornings, lots of sun through Sunday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.